please join the conversation. I want this space to be a place where people can talk to each other and form a digital community. A group of diverse people whom we can share ideas and visions of how we can come to tackle some of the great issues of the day. If change is going to happen, it's going to come from us and not those who are benefiting from the status quo. I want the space to be a truly democratic place where we can talk about a better future and we can envision and act upon it. It can come in the form of interviews, political commentary, public announcements, call-outs. It can be whatever we want. So if you are involved in important community work, have a great idea, just get in touch with me at stuartrichardson.ca and we can arrange to have a chat and get this out to the world and join the conversation. Hey everyone, I'm just walking my beautiful Lilu. I hope everyone's doing okay during this COVID. I know it's important to get out to do trails and to exercise and social distancing. And I was thinking the other day, if there's two major takeaways that we should all learn from this, is the first just common sense attention to hygiene. Wash your hands frequently, don't touch your face. If you're sick, stay home. That will also require employers to provide sick pay, because I've been in many jobs where employers don't give sick pay and people just show up sick because they can't afford to stay home. So employers have to step up and offer sick pay. People need to stay home when they're sick. People need to wash their hands frequently, don't touch their face, sneeze into their eyeball if they need to. And for God's sakes, I read a study that like something like 30% of males, I don't know, judging from experience, I believe this, 30% of males are not washing their hands after going to the bathroom. So focus on hygiene. It's so simple, but it's a lot of people overlook that. And now I think there'll be new emphasis on that. When I traveled, I used to see people with these masks on. I thought they're weirdos, but now I think they're actually the most courteous people around, because if you're on a flight for a few hours, why not slap a mask on? It just makes sense for everybody because it's recycled air. So the second, I guess, lesson that's not really being talked about in the media or anything like that is take care of yourself. Take care of your own immunity. Take responsibility for your own health and build your natural immunity. Why are there so many immune compromised people? Why are there so many people who are not fit and who are at risk? So take care of yourself in the sense of building your own natural immunity. Eat clean, no fried junk food, sugary food. Walk your dog and exercise so they don't drag you all over the forest. And, you know, basically eat clean. Don't eat garbage. Don't be an extremist, but try not on a daily basis to eat fried food, sugar, or carbs. Eat clean, drink lots of water, get 8 hours sleep, and exercise 3 or 4 times a week. And exercise can come in many forms, if you know what I mean. And exercise 3 or 4 times a week, you'll feel better. Take vitamin supplements. Control your mind from negative thoughts. Try to meditate, get out to nature in the forest. And you're going to feel better. Listen, if you wait around and don't take care of yourself, you have more to worry about because your immunity is weaker. Don't count on the state to take care of that for you. Yes, we have socialized Medicare, but try not to have to access it. Don't count on the state to find some miracle vaccine. You can vaccinate if you want, but I know from experience, I see coworkers every year that get sick who take the vaccination. You can take it, you don't want to take it, but at the end of the day, you have to take responsibility for your own health, and you're going to feel better, you're going to feel stronger, you're going to live well into your old age, you're going to feel fit and not sick, and take care of each other. If you know somebody's having a hard time, maybe offer to deliver some food to them and talk to them. Just give someone a phone call or Skype with them, because people are kind of lonely right now. People are having a hard time. And if you have resources that are available to you and you can help someone else, maybe help someone else a little bit, because I know some people are taking a major hit. Try to support your independent businesses. I've been doing the same. I avoid the Walmarts and Costcos and places. I don't have a Costco membership, but I go to, whenever possible, I go to my local stores and support those folks because they're having a terrible time. There's a local hair salon here. It's run by an independent guy. I go there and yeah, just do all those great things to help each other. And you know, when you help another person, you feel better. And take care of yourself. Take care of your own immunity. And my lovely
Sylvia is taping. Do you have anything to add to that list, honey, that I've missed, perhaps?
I think gratitude.
Okay.
Being grateful. Celebrating the things you do have, the things that are going well in your life. There's too much emphasis on what's wrong and what's not working.
Yeah.
And not enough acknowledgement of the things you are doing. Take small steps. If you are out of shape and you're trying to get into shape, take small steps. Set small goals, you know, 20 minutes, maybe 5 minutes of exercise if you've never exercised. And then build it up.
If you're watching this on video, we've done a couple of videos with my old dog, Louie, and I need to try to say this. He passed away on Christmas Day at our house. He just took a deep breath and passed. He was almost 18. He exercised almost every day of his life. He ate well, and he never got involved in struggles with other dogs. But on New Year's Day, our sweet Lulu came along. She's a Caucasian Shepherd. She's new to us. And she's the most sweetest dog. And her name, we rescued her, her name is Lulu. And she's the same colorings and markings as Lou, my sweet Louie. And when you have someone in your life for almost 18 years, it's brutal. And this happened on Christmas Day, but the way she passed was such a gift. The way he passed was such a gift. And he couldn't ask for a better life. He was healthy almost right to the end. And we can live like that. If you're fit right now and you don't really have to worry about COVID. If you're really feeling strong, you should still social distance and do all the smart things. And I said, but get yourself into nature. Walk a dog. Share with me. Comment on this video. You can shoot me an email from my private. If you want to shoot me a private email at livingmemoryproject.com or stuartrichardson.ca. Just let me know how it's going. And I hope you all, if you want to add to this list, send me some recommendations. And hug the dogs. Hug your dogs and your loved ones more. Well, not right now. Don't hug.
You can social. Well, you can hug the puppies.
Okay, she doesn't social.
They don't carry.
Anyway, checking out.
You've been listening to Join the Conversation at stuartrichardson.ca. Please feel free to get in touch with me at stuartrichardson.ca to hear previous shows and to submit your ideas and wonderful community work that you're participating in. And let's get together and join the conversation.